This came in from one of the fabric groups. A good day at group can change my whole week. It grounds me, and knowing the support I have from those people keeps me humble and always thankful. They bring out those things in me.
Welcome to this Fabric Podcast. My name is Chris Tripolino.
And I'm Melissa Locke.
And I'm Greg Meyer. Melissa, thanks for reading that. Hearing that just makes me want to stop and take a breath.
I know.
Yeah, remember why we're doing this and how can we be more about that? Because that basically is what it comes into, this idea of changing my whole week. And it's not because someone threw me a birthday party or gave me a nice present. It's like something happened that drew out my true self and helped me understand what it meant in the context of the world. And therefore, life isn't necessarily better, but it's more meaningful.
It's richer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's richer. It's like I'm touching the real stuff of life, which means I can deal with the real stuff of life.
I think the inspiration for some of those words came from the idea of salt and how it's this humble thing that you don't think much of until it's not there and you notice, like, this is really missing something.
It draws out the flavor.
So, yeah, it draws out the flavor and makes everything just taste better.
Yeah. So what's life like if we don't have this place, if we don't have this haven for our inner self, for our soul, so that we can discover that, you know, and bring it out into the world? I
think it's normal.
Yeah.
Well,
it's kind of how you feel all the time.
No, I think honestly, like, I think that's what we're set up for. Like that just is normal. And so, to even think that there could be something else, something deeper, something richer is sort of counter to that natural way of being that we exist in as society.
Yeah, like we're not really in touch with our soul usually. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you, Chris. I do think it is a norm to not listen to those voices. I think the world helps us create facades for ourselves and says find who you are externally to yourself. Mm-hmm. And just buy into that And we get really good at turning off that inner voice and not hearing who we truly are, and hearing that dialogue then that would reach out into the world and beyond the world to the God strand. So we learn not to listen to it until.
Yes.
And there's always an until, and it comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes, but it cracks that facade. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, sometimes we just, you know, it's these cries and it's grief and it's worry and sometimes it's joy, but
or emptiness.
Yeah.
When the rhythm of the heart becomes hectic, time takes on the strain until it breaks. Then all the unattended stress falls in on the mind like an endless increasing weight. The light in the mind becomes dim. Things you could take in your stride before now become laborsome events of will. Weariness invades your spirit. Gravity begins falling inside you, dragging down every bone. The tide you never valued has gone out, and you are marooned on unsure ground. Something within you is closed down, and you cannot push yourself back to life. You have been forced to enter empty time. The desire that drove you has relinquished. There's nothing else to do now but rest and patiently learn to receive the self you have forsaken in the race of days. At first, your thinking will darken and sadness take over like listless weather. The flow of unwept tears will frighten you. You've traveled too fast over false ground. Now your soul has come to take you back. Take refuge in your senses. Open up to all the small miracles you rushed through. Become inclined to watch the way of rain when it falls slow and free. Imitate the habit of twilight, taking time to open the well of color that fostered the brightness of day. Draw alongside the silence of stone until its calmness can claim you. Be excessively gentle with yourself. Stay clear of those vexed in spirit. Learn to linger around someone of ease who feels they have all the time in the world. Gradually, you will return to yourself, having learned a new respect for your heart and the joy that dwells far within slow time. For One Who Is Exhausted, A Blessing, by John O'Donohue.
You've been traveling too fast over false ground, and now your soul has come to take you back. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think it's what we do. We get traveling.
Yeah.
So fast. Mm-hmm. And it's over ground that feels firm, like we're told that it's firm. It's told that that's where we're supposed to invest our attention, and then we realize, wait, maybe it wasn't.
That poem speaks so much truth to me that I almost want to run and hide. And it feels good. I like that. This is why I can't do this by myself. I need what I would call an intentional, committed group of people who are focused on this growth within us, each of us, in a very gentle, loving, supportive way, but yet mm-hmm. demanding that we don't learn to numb ourselves from that voice.
Yeah.
Right?
He talks about keeping you awake, maybe not in that poem, but staying awake. Mm-hmm. Like, it keeps you looking at your true self and looking at the real world and being pushed into it rather than away from it.
Right, and I think it's really natural. We just have to recognize that we're finite human beings in the world, and we're going to lose track of that. And we just are going to be doing a lot of busyness that takes us away from that inner voice. And I don't think that's a problem. But we need a reboot. And we need mm-hmm. to have something that constantly calls mm-hmm. us back so that we do hear it. And I would like to think that I'll just do that for myself, or I'd like to think I've got some good people around me, or I listen to those podcasts and it's going to, keep doing it for me. But that's, like, to me, way too fragile of a system. I need something. So that's where this intentional, committed group of people that I've joined together, where we understand that this is our role with each other, just becomes so important. And that allows me to do a couple of things. It does give me that reboot. Like, I don't need to worry so much about getting distracted and getting preoccupied and worrying about things I shouldn't be worrying about, because I know I've got a rhythm that keeps me back to center.
We hear that over and over from people. I mean, they talk about heading into the weekend, mm-hmm. Exhausted, but knowing I'm going to see my group and I'm going to show up even though I'm tired, even though it's hard to get there, because they need the reboot.
That stuff of life happens there, and I get back. It does that. And then the other thing it does is that it translates all my daily experiences. It turns my distractions into places where, even in that, I still see the holy, to use that word, even in the mundane, even in, cleaning the toilet or washing the dishes or grinding through the job or getting stuck in traffic, that I begin... I begin to find the piece of that which is true to life and isn't just a distraction anymore. Do I get perfect at that? No, but that's the two things. One is it reboots, it gets me back in line, but it also helps me in understand all the other stuff out there that used to be distractions, and actually they're not actually so distracting anymore.
So it kind of helps bring it together for you.
Yeah.
As more of a whole. Yeah, I can relate to that.
The way I talk about you sound like I'm a better person than I am. but that's not the point, is it?
Yeah, I mean, we are not always full integrated people all the time, are we? That's why, but that is the point of this, is that we keep coming back. Mm-hmm. And people help us do that.
Right. And we use our groups at Fabric to do this. And I think that's an important piece. And as I think about that, the kind of people that I'm going to surround myself, that are going to help me to do that on a regular basis, I'm going to have to know them pretty well. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean years and years and years, but there's got to be a thread that we're all sharing.
And it doesn't mean that you're best friends either.
No.
I think that you could be. I mean, you might become friends, but you don't have to be.
That's not the deal, yeah. Like, they're not the people that I would choose to spend all my free time with, but we rely on each other to keep something alive among ourselves. Yeah, and I think that's pretty important for us to know each other that well to be able to do it.
So Melissa, say a little bit about what kind of holds the groups together, because it seems like just like our own lives can tend to drift a little bit. I mean, we experience the same things with groups, with the ruts that we get into and just the ways that we bring ourselves to them.
Yeah, I think it's really human to take the path of least resistance when we're mm-hmm. together. And mm-hmm. so that's why we have practices that we talk about almost ad nauseum, I think it seems like. I mean, they're on every discussion guide. We try to keep them in front of each other. Mm-hmm. But
they don't really have to, like, read those every week, do they? I mean, come on. They know them. They all grade to them at the beginning of the year.
That's a great question. I mean, do we? I've found coming back to them to be very powerful, actually.
I think,
and weird.
I think you're being mm-hmm. very nice. I think mm-hmm. the answer is yes. You have to do every week.
Well, I think just like anything else, it's like we just forget. And so to name it, it doesn't have to take a long time, but
right.
naming it on a regular basis actually helps.
Mm-hmm. What we're asking these groups to do is countercultural. You just said weird. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It's a little bit weird. And yeah, it is weird. If we were trying to do what everybody else does, then just get together and do it. But mm-hmm. we're asking to do something different, and it will disappear. It'll slip between our fingers if we're not really careful with it.
Yeah, I do get too nice about it, even as like the person leading groups mm-hmm. overall. And so I would imagine group leaders themselves also yeah. get, quote, too nice about it and yeah. just think, we don't need to do this. But this is our moment to say, wait, yes, mm-hmm. we do. We do. Just do it. Yeah, it doesn't have to take long.
It's one of these practices that you do all the time and you maybe don't usually need it, but for the one time it really was essential for that person that really came feeling broken and needed you to not just have a good time together, but to be attending to these practices.
Yeah, I mean, we should maybe say that the practices are summed up in three things: show up, build trust, and expect growth. So that's pretty important when you're taking time to come with this expectation that you can maybe be a little more real here mm-hmm. and find some wholeness. You want that to, we need that to be said out loud. Like, yeah, we're all showing up for this. We're not expecting to stay the same. And we're going to do this in a way where we are trustworthy. I think it really can't be overestimated how important that is.
Yeah, I think that's what is needed to hold that space for the soul of other people and to be truly respectful. Otherwise, what's happening here is just so common that people can do it pretty much anywhere, and it would be happening, but as we've already observed, the normal is that this isn't happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, one of the things that we're not saying is that in order to be a whole person that you need to be involved in a fabric group. But there's something that we are saying about the essential kind of nature of being in an intentional group like what we offer, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of perfectly good people out there that, that
and,
aren't.
Well, and I think
two
that
or
you
three.
I think you can. I mean, you can exist in the world with some of these things kind of baked in. I mean, I experience people who create this kind of space for me
right.
in one-on-one yeah. connections, and it really is amazing. But I think in terms of of intentionality and structure and how to do this for more and more people, for ourselves, we need to be involved in something like this. And we get the chance to hold space for other people for that too, that it's sort of a gift that we get to give.
I mean, this is something we can do mm-hmm. better than most anything else in a way that is much less accidental and fragile, and like you don't have to be just lucky to know the mm-hmm. right person mm-hmm. or happen to run into them. And you you have a lot of support, a lot of reminders to actually check in, mm-hmm. not just think about it.
Right. Some of those mechanisms are just sort of built in so that we can live according to the values that we have.
Yeah. And I think it helps to be getting together like on Sundays and in other ways and seeing people regularly, because otherwise there's just so many voices that can overwhelm our true self voice, mm-hmm. you know, that are out there, that some competing, many, many competing messages. And so just to have this regular like loop of like, oh yeah, yep, remember this, remember, mm-hmm. come back. Oh yeah, I'm seeing that person and I'm remembering I'm going to see them again on Friday. And it just, like, it's not magical. It just works. Like, we need that regular reminder.
It sounds like weekly therapy for the soul.
Is that a
agree.
Good thing?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think we're living in a toxic world. It's maybe a strong word, but we live in a fairly toxic world for our inner self, our true self. And I think it needs weekly therapy.
Yeah, we need to be reminded that we're not just producers.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's one of the big things that we get told. We're just producing, performing, and this is different.
Efficiently.
Yeah.
And I think we need to realize that life and the world are different than that. The real things of it are made of something different than that. And I do feel like while most of us do turn out to be pretty darn good people regardless, at the same time, what we rely on is some what I would call a very fragile system of support for that inner voice. And we rely on a person here, a person there, some sort of experiences and things like that. And
that annual trip to the North Shore.
Right.
And those are good.
And we're hurting. I think our inner self just doesn't get the amount of voice, the playtime in our lives as we want. I think we accumulate a lot more regret than we need because of that. I think we spend a lot of time and energy of our lives pursuing things that had we had the reflection, we probably wouldn't have spent mm-hmm. time on. And
we probably keep ourselves small.
We keep ourselves a lot smaller than the world needs us to be. So how do we have this less fragile system of support? And I think that is that intentional, committed group of people that decide that we are going to be here for each other and we're going to continue to help each other have that reboot and that.
Yeah, and to be here for each other in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in an uncommon way.
So I think it makes sense that this isn't about being a good person versus a bad person. It's about being the person you truly are, that full and that whole person. It's a little bit dramatic to think that, well, the person who doesn't have a group is going to end up in jail, within 6 months or something like that. It isn't that kind of contrast.
Yeah,
that's not what we're talking about. I think it's a matter of realizing that I want to be more connected, not less connected. I don't think I'm going to escape all the frustration, all the anxiety, all the emptiness and loneliness that we have in our world. But am I developing qualities that help me to deal with and to use those experiences in order to have a sense of self and to be resilient through those experiences. And
to contribute to others for their own exploration of those things too.
Yeah, I mean, that really reminds me of a very tangible way that groups are there for each other is the care, giving care and receiving mm-hmm. care. And yep. that really is a way people feel the difference maker that groups can be. Like going through cancer woven in with a group is really different than going through it with accidental or fragile support systems. For example.
We totally know that it doesn't have to be one of our fabric groups, or it doesn't have to be a group that even understands that consciousness. But I think those words, committed and intentional, are really important to however you create that less fragile circle of support around yourself. I think that's what's essential. We want to offer something as an organization, and so we do that in the form of groups and, use it or find another way, but
Find it.
Find it, exactly.
But not only that, I think there's something too about the culture, that the groundwork that gets set when you create that culture. Because what I've seen is that the support and care and connection because of the group infrastructure that we have, is not limited to those people who are in those groups. I've seen people well cared for because groups know how to care for those people, you know, in a time of crisis or whether, like, when they're not in a group or, you know, so
they're better neighbors.
Yeah. So I think that it has ripple effects in all of the other areas of life too.
Well, I know I hear stories from people because of what we do as a larger community and then what their experience in a group is, they take that and they treat their coworkers as a group.
Yep.
I mean, it's never said that way, never spoken that way, but it's applied and everyone starts to align with that and it becomes an extension of it. And I think that is how it works. I mean, we start taking our better selves and we exercise them in other parts of the world and we draw up other people's better selves. Mm-hmm. And that's good. That's good stuff. So this all sounds well and good, but let's face it, most people are too busy for this, aren't they?
We are too busy not to do it, Greg.
Yes, we are too busy for it, therefore all the more reason to need it. Okay, so find this haven for your soul. Let it be people that love you, care for you, and want you to love them and care for them. And what are those three rules again, Melissa?
Show up, build trust, and expect to grow.
All right. It's a deal.
Yeah.